Speaking of great men, let's bring in the head coach of the Northwestern Wildcats, a proud papa, so to speak, today. Two of his guys getting picked, Dean Lowry and Dan Vitale, both in the NFL. Pat Fitzgerald with us on WGN Radio. Fitz, what kind of celebration dance do you do when your guys get selected in the NFL? Because it's a great day for the Wildcats.
Yeah, it is, and a terrific day for Dean and Danny's families. Just couldn't be more excited for them and really fired up. You know, two guys that are, you know, had great careers here, terrific leaders, leave a legacy of amazing success and work ethic, and just really happy and proud of them.
We came out of our break with Dave Ennett's calls of Dean Lowry at Nebraska this year. He had 6 tackles for loss and 2 sacks, 10 total tackles in that game. I was just saying, Fitz, that might have been the most dominating performance I saw in college football all season. He was just so good in that game.
Yeah, he played out of his mind. And, you know, I think, you know, sometimes the NFL gets a little bit caught up in some measurables. You probably heard even some of the pundits there. You know, when he got drafted, you know, he's a great motor player, great player. You know, his arms are just a little bit short. I have no idea what that means, but Dino was a great player for us, and he's going to be a great pro. He already is a pro with his attitude and work ethic, and, you know, the Green Bay Packers, got a guy that's going to come in and just compete from day one, and I think make that organization proud.
Yeah, I think he's a great fit in Green Bay. I mean, I guess we all got to deal with him going to the Packers instead of the Bears. But really, the way that they rotate their defensive linemen, and he's just such a complimentary player, kind of doing the dirty work for other guys to get to the quarterback. And then he'll clean up, too, and get plenty of numbers that way. But just thinking about Clay Matthews coming off on the edge there, I think Dean Lowry will be a great addition to the defensive line.
Yeah, he's a perfect fit for what they do, and he's got, you know, position flexibility. And the big thing now is, you know, even the 3-4 teams, when they get into their sub-package, and Dean, for us, in our sub-package, moved inside. So There was evidence that he could do that at the next level, and, really, I think he's a great, great fit and couldn't be going to a better organization.
Pat Fitzgerald, head coach of Northwestern football with us here on 720 WGN. Fitz, when we talked about having you on, a couple people texted in with some questions. One was, you know, I'm just going to read this to you. It seemed that you guys at Northwestern, you specifically, Fitz, had a close relationship with the Lovey regime when he was with the Bears. I'm wondering if that's true, and if so, does that make Northwestern Illinois a little bit more fun for you now?
Well, it's always fun to compete against your friends, and I consider Lovey a close friend. He was great to us when he was in Hallis Hall and with the Bears, and two of his staff members played for me here in Tim McGargo, and then Carrick McGee worked with us here at Northwestern. So a lot of familiarity and a ton of respect for all those men, and wish them nothing but the best of luck in every game but one, and it should be a fun competition.
Northwestern head coach Pat Fitzgerald on with us here on the beat. Adam Hogue, Mark Carmen with you on 720 WGN. So Dan Vitale then ends up in Tampa Bay. I think a pretty good fit for him there as well. What do you think about how Danny can fit with the Buccaneers?
Well, a great leader, very similar to Dean as far as, just a grinder, a guy that is a self-made man, a two-star recruit. I think we were one of two offers he had coming out of high school.
Wow.
Had a great career here for us, 4-year starter. And, he's going to fit in really well with Coach Cutter's offense. They were looking for a very specific guy with Dan's skills, kind of just how we use our super back, a fullback, H-back that would be complementary to their primary on-the-line tight end. And then Danny's going to be a core four special teams player, and that's where I think he's going to make his mark especially, is you're going to see him, covering kicks, protecting the punt protection, kickoff return. Even late in the year for us, we put Danny back as our off returner. So, very talented guy in the kicking game. I can see both Dan and Dean having long careers because of their work ethic and their attitude. And like I said, they're already pros right now, so they're gonna approach this the right way. I don't think they're gonna go out and buy new Bentleys and waste all their money. I think they're gonna be driving the cars they leave Northwestern with and probably rent apartments and saving every nickel and just showing up early and going home late and grinding it out to be a great professional football player.
How many of the guys that you talk to, Fitz, I mean, is it a huge selling point for you to say, hey, these guys went to the NFL? Do guys ask you that a lot when you're recruiting, or is that not typically a question you hear?
Well, we don't want to, you know, frankly, I don't want to coach a young man that doesn't have dreams and goals of playing the National Football League. You know, we believe we're recruiting a very unique person, someone that, you know, has the academic credentials and character out of high school to be admissible and graduate from here at Northwestern in 4 years. And then we want that combination of a guy that wants to compete for championships while he's here and then personally want to play in the National Football League. So, yeah, absolutely. It's a big part of what we talk about. And it's an area that we think we're really gaining on it from the high school recruiting standpoint of getting guys that are focused on more than just being great students. They want to be elite-level football players and win at the elite level. And I think you've seen us growing at that world. And I think we're going to get better and better each year. And, you know, we've already got a bunch of juniors that are coming back next year that I know the NFL is very excited about, and I look forward to those guys having great senior years.
Anthony Walker has a chance, I would think, perhaps.
I think so.
It's a little bit more than the Dumb and Dumber you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, I've been so immersed with the NFL draft the last couple of weeks. Can you catch me and maybe some of our listeners, too, that aren't so familiar with this whole satellite camp issue? What's been going on? And kind of what the hurdles are right now that you and some of these other coaches are kind of going through right now?
Well, you know, the new structure within the NCAA allows, you know, the Power Five and the Group of Five to propose legislation and then vote. A couple of conferences decided to make a priority. One of the first priorities was to ban the ability for camps to be off your campus and basically change the rule. I'm not going to comment on everything that went through in the vote, but I was disappointed to see the initial outcome. I really think it sacrificed full scholarship opportunities for young people. And we have a showcase camp here in Evanston. You know, we'll have over 300 coaches here, over 100 schools represented, and I think we had 12 other group of five schools that were going to be offering full scholarships. And we did that, you know, quite frankly, to help the kids in Chicago that don't have the means to get out to see Wyoming and Nevada, to get out to Harvard and Yale, or, you know, go to all the Mid-American camps. You know, we wanted to invite all those coaches here to help, you know, Chicago kids first. And, you know, I think we had close to 1,600 campers last year at this camp, and we were going to lose the ability to have those group of five coaches here, which to me makes no sense. So, you know, I think we've got a lot of things we can fix in college football. You know, us even taking time today to talk about this issue, I think is not the number one priority to improve our game or the student athlete experience. But, you know, I think a lot of growing pains we have to go through with the new structure, but I believe in it. I think we're going to get to a better destination.
Pat Fitzgerald, the outstanding head coach of Northwestern football, with us here on 720 WGN. Fitz, one more question just on the draft and sort of a philosophy as a whole. Laramie Tunzel, he might have been the number one overall pick, and then who knows where he would have gone after the Rams traded up, but he clearly dropped because of some choices that he made when he was a freshman, or allegedly a freshman. Yet, so the reason why I'm bringing it up, social media changed the NFL draft this year. And I'm just curious, you got a lot of young kids that are on Twitter, on Facebook, whatever, Snapchat, everything. I mean, how do you let a kid have a college experience and be a part of the social media world on some level, but yet also try to, you know, protect them? Because, you know, people, I guess they don't necessarily realize what choices they make, how wide-ranging. I mean, he never envisioned that video was going to come out the way it did, and unfortunately that happened to a young man.
Well, see, you know, it's always disappointing to see, you know, young people suffer consequences from their decisions and their choices, but that's the reality of the world that we live in. And you know, to me, I think it's all about education. We bring in a great group to visit with our guys and educate them, you know, and go through kind of the do's and the don'ts and the rules of the road. But you're right, they're 18 to 22 years old, and they're going to make mistakes. And when you make mistakes, you've got to own them, and you're going to be held accountable for those mistakes. And that's what we try to do with our guys, is educate them and then, you know, work through that process of understanding. Sometimes you got to. You know, protect them from themselves, because at the end of the day, that video, you know, was created for that young man, I'm assuming, by, you know, somebody that he thought he knew and somebody that he thought he trusted. And it's one thing to see it exposed, you know, over draft weekend, which is really disappointing for that young person. But it's a great life lesson for young people to learn. I'll definitely use that in our training camp team meetings and show the guys the pitfalls of social media. But at the same time, you know, when you look at the decisions that high school kids are making, we're already looking at that in the recruiting process. And I know Fortune 500 America is looking at our graduates, not only on our rosters, but also on our college campuses. So it's a reality of the world that we live in, and kids have got to understand that they should probably be taking the pictures and taking the videos and not be in them. And if you don't, you're rolling the dice, and bad things can happen.
And that's another great point, too. By the way, if you're in high school, college recruiters, they're going to be looking at that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You got it.
It's low-hanging fruit, guys. It's easy. I mean, it's really not hard to reveal a kid's character when you go on a social media. Even more importantly, when you go on their friends and who their buddies with, and see, well, wow, you're friends with this guy named Joe. Well, no, Coach, I'm not. Oh, really? Well, you're in 45 pictures with Joe, and you know what do you guys do with Joe's majoring in beer bongs. You know, what are we doing here, buddy? You know, so it's if kids are naive enough to put it out there, we're going to be smart enough to look at it, and if not anything else, investigate it deeply. It's right. Too bad that's the world we live in, but that is what it is.
Right.
It's amazing how much has changed, and I think we all agree that it's probably a good thing that it wasn't to this level when we were that young.
You want to play big time college athletics? You got to be doing things the right way.
Hey, Coach, congratulations on Danny Vitale and Dean Lowry ending up where they did today. We'll see if we can get a couple other Wildcats selected by the time the day's over, and I'm sure a few of them, Deontay Gibson, Nick Van Hoos, will end up on rosters by the end of the day, even if it's with undrafted contracts.
And everybody I run into says Clayton Thorson looks great.
Yeah, he had a great spring, and, you know, just going back to the draft, really fired up for Dan and Dino, and I know there'll be some more guys. Hopefully they get drafted, but at a certain point, you almost wish they go as free agents so they can pick the organization and the opportunity. But fired up, what a great senior class we had, and just very thankful to them and their families for what they've given to our program, and fired up to watch them play on Sunday. So thanks, guys, for the time. Have a great weekend, and go Cats.
Thanks, Coach. Talk soon.